Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We praise His name. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 31, verses 23 and 24. It says, "Love the Lord, all His saints. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud He pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord." My dear brothers and sisters, each of us was created for the purpose of enjoying the fellowship of the Almighty God. Our souls were made for eternity, not for this brief earthly pilgrimage alone. The Christian life should be lived each day as though we were already enjoying the blessings of heaven. We deprive ourselves of one of life's greatest treasures when we lose this perspective and become bogged down with the trivialities of earthly living. An intimate fellowship with the Lord should produce at least three basic differences in our living on a day-to-day basis. Number one is more humility. It is a greater realization of our finiteness and the need for dependence upon God that causes us to be humble before Him. Number two is more happiness, a realization that this life has purpose and dignity as we represent God, as well as a promised eternity in heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are always glad and joyful. Number three, more holiness, a greater desire to be a worthy representative for God and to live a life of absolute purity. Hallelujah. The word of God says, "Be holy as I am holy." For without holiness, we cannot see the Father in heaven. So that's the call of the Holy Spirit for us as a church to operate in humility, to enjoy happiness and joy of the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and to be more holy. In fact, Apostle Paul writes in one of the epistles, he says, "Be blameless in holiness." That is one step further, not only holy, but be blameless in holiness. So this morning, I would encourage you, people of God, allow the awareness of God's presence to produce in your life more humility, more happiness, and more holiness as you seek to represent Him today in the outside world. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly honored and favored and privileged children of the Most High God, that today we have an opportunity to represent you correctly in this world through humility, through the joyfulness of the Spirit and holiness. I pray, Lord, all these three ingredients will be embedded in our DNA, in our system. And Father, we will live for the glory of Jesus Christ. This morning, O Father God, I pray that as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your grace and glory to abound upon their lives. You will bless them. You will keep them from the evil one. Preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. Lord God Almighty, I pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. Lord, I release your anointing upon them. It is your anointing that breaks any and every yoke of Satan. Every bondage is destroyed. Every fetter and chain is broken because of the anointing. And therefore I pray, Lord, your anointing will break that yoke of infirmity in the name of Jesus. There'll be no disorder, there'll be no chaos or confusion in our bodies, for Lord, these bodies are healed and made whole by the power of God's Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, therefore I'll release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, we love you, we bless you, we praise you, magnify you, give you glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it is all yours and yours alone. In Jesus' most holy mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. God be with you, and have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.